This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
And our top story at 5 o'clock, elevated COVID-19 case numbers continuing throughout Southern Colorado. 241 new positive cases announced this afternoon for El Paso County. That, along with three additional deaths in the past 24-hour reporting period, 79 new cases added to the tally in Pueblo County, 8 new cases in Teller County, Fremont County, adding an additional 20 cases. The El Paso County Public Health Department, along with Pikes Peak United Way, teaming up to bring vaccines and food to people in need. Today, a mobile vaccine clinic was held at Mitchell High School, and that was just one of six stops the county's mobile vaccine unit will make this week. Lisa Powell with the El Paso County Public Health Department says the goal is to reach underserved communities.
In particular, people who have not really found it easy to access vaccine, either because they don't know where to find it, or they don't have transportation, or they have other barriers that they're afraid of getting vaccine.
We have a list of the other locations at the mobile vaccine clinic we'll be stopping at over at KRDO.com. The Pueblo Department of Public Health and Environment says a bat recently tested positive for rabies near Regency Park. An adult recently bitten by that rabid bat, getting the rabies vaccine to prevent any further illness. Vicki Carlton with the health department says that symptoms of rabies can include fever, agitation, abnormal behavior, seizures, and paralysis, and there is no treatment for rabies once those symptoms begin.
99.9% fatal. There have been a couple people in the U.S. that have survived the treatment, but that's very rare.
Rabies is caused by a virus transmitted by the bite of an infected animal. It can also be passed along if the infected animal's saliva gets into a cut or break in the skin through eyes, nose, or mouth. Well, as Justin has mentioned in our sports reports, more fans will be allowed at the Spring Football Championships in Pueblo, Colorado. The Colorado High School Activities Association, or CHASA, along with Friends of Football, announced today that 3,100 fans will be inside CSU Pueblo's Thunder Bowl. Masks and social distancing rules will be enforced. First state championship game is on May 13th, while others will be held on that following Friday and Saturday. 5:03 right now on KRDO's Afternoon News. Letitia Stauch appears unwilling to have two public defenders reappointed to handle her defense on first-degree murder charges. Details now with KRDO's Heather Scold.
Stauch received permission to defend herself in February after telling an El Paso County judge that she didn't trust her attorneys. However, she seemed to lose interest in acting as counsel and asked the court to give her a lawyer other than the previous public defenders. A judge told Stauch yesterday that she will have another hearing next week to determine if there are grounds to allow her to have other lawyers. Stauch is awaiting trial in the disappearance and death of her stepson Gannon last year. Heather Scold, KRDO News Radio.
Barry Morphew made his first court appearance in connection with the death of his wife. The 52-year-old didn't say much during this morning's hearing in Chaffee County, where a judge told him he could not threaten or harass his daughters. He was arrested yesterday on first-degree murder and tampering with evidence charges after Suzanne Morphew vanished last year. He's currently being held without bond. A Pueblo man set to spend 60 years in prison on a murder that was committed more than 30 years ago. James Papel sentenced yesterday in connection with the 1988 death of Mary Villapando in Old Colorado City. Papel pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and aggravated robbery charges in February this year following a mistrial late last year. He had tried pleading not guilty by reason of insanity but was found sane following a psychiatric examination.
Mostly clear skies overnight with temps down to 45 degrees in Colorado Springs, 46 in Pueblo. And for our Friday forecast, some morning sunshine and temperatures running 10 to 15 degrees above average for this time of the year. We'll get to 82 in Colorado Springs, 87 in Pueblo with afternoon showers and thunderstorms. The best place to be seeing a strong to severe storm is in the far southeastern corner of the state. Saturday, more afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Sunday, widespread rain chances and even snow up into the high country. From the Storm Track 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.